In this country, the manner in which capitalism works is one that requires a certain amount of people to be poor in order for the system to operate correctly. Nobody gets rich in a vacuum. The economic framework works directly as a result of haves and have-nots. It's how we get things like free breakfast and lunch programs at school. Kids gotta eat, but at all costs, it appears, someone has to pay. Which brings us to the case of Jefferson Sharpneck in Ohio, a 9-year-old. That kid says that last week, he was humiliated in front of his friends all because of a negative lunch debt balance. He had his cheesy breadsticks snatched off his plate because his grandmother's application for the free lunch program hadn't processed, according to reports. Now, we've been over how utterly shameful this practice is for a multitude of reasons, which is why it's such a popular thing to do as charity now to pay off these debts. But there's one difference in the case of Sharpneck. It happened on the kid's birthday. He's 9. Think about that. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.